as a stripper with no booty. My friend, I'm inclined to agree, cause I suck.
You suck.
I suck at Call of Duty.
There's no hope for me.
I suck at Call of Duty.
Hola, turds. This is Pwn Stars. I am Ryan, hosting for the first time on this one.
I'm Will. Yeah, Ryan's actually taking the lead on something. And of course he starts off with, like, hello, turds.
Hello. Great. It was going to be great. Hola, turds. But it's better than sup,
hola.
Bitches.
Sup, bitches.
Anyways, today me and Will were sitting down trying to think of something. Writer's block does come through quite a bit. But I finally came up with the idea because it just one recently showed up for me. Memorials and video games.
Oh my god, Ryan came up with an idea.
Yeah, I know.
And it didn't take 5 weeks of research.
It didn't. Not this time. Not this time. Because this one was pretty easy. Because you look at video games out there, and, you know, with Shadow of War coming out soon, that was the biggest one that really brought this to me. Which we'll get into that one later. A lot of video game companies, specifically Blizzard, from what I've seen.
Yeah, Blizzard just seems to do a really good job of it, but keep in mind, it's all going into World of Warcraft.
Which has been out for years.
And it's their biggest mile to reach people, so yeah. It makes sense, but kudos Blizzard.
Kudos to Blizzard, because there's a lot of memorials that are dedicated to them, and to their players that they have. Specifically, there was one in there for Robin Williams, which I was not surprised to see, to be quite honest with you.
I wasn't surprised at all. I thought there probably would have been a Legend of Zelda tribute.
Yeah, because his daughter's name is Zelda.
Yeah, and he did the commercials for Ocarina of Time. And
mm-hmm.
I thought that would have been a little bit more fitting. Shame on you, Nintendo, for not doing that.
Bastards. But all in all, the Robin Williams one, it took some of his most famous characters that he's played as in the past.
Well, one character.
One in particular, but if he's got lines from his movies that are not just Aladdin, if you read into the article just a little bit further.
So, for reference, it is The Genie. It's actually titled Robin the Genie.
Yep.
And he does have the normal lines that you would expect from a tribute to Genie in Aladdin.
Yeah.
Infinite cosmic power. Itty bitty glib in the face.
That was one of my favorite ones that I read about. And it was just, I thought that was one of the best ones I could have done with Robin Williams being such an avid gamer.
And yeah, he was a huge World of Warcraft fan. And they've done a lot of characters of, like, celebrities and whatnot in the game.
Yeah.
But, you know, they weren't, like, personal tributes. Like, I don't count the Mr. T Mohawk grenade as a tribute to Mr. T.
T's also still alive. It might be a tribute to his career, but it's not a tribute to the man himself, like the genie being immortalized in World of Warcraft.
Not going to lie, I did run around and hit a lot of people with those grenades. Night Elf Mohawk.
I love those commercials. And if you look at, like, Blizzard with what they do with their commercials back then when they were trying to get more subscribers to World of Warcraft, I mean, they use celebrities. Robin Williams was one of them. That they use, so it just makes sense that they immortalize him.
What's the guy's name? The guy playing Mini-Me.
Vern Troyer.
Troyer. I couldn't remember his.
Yes.
I couldn't remember his last name. His was my favorite commercial, and I'm a gnome.
I'm a gnome. There was just a photo. This is a little off the subject, but there was a picture recently of Vern Troyer eating a foot long sub from Subway, and the fucking thing is almost as big as him.
Okay. Anyways. So, yes, definitely kudos to Blizzard, and, there's a few other ones in here that I've listed.
Oh, yeah.
That go back to Blizzard.
I mean, and you can find all of them with ease, just by typing in Blizzard Memorials.
Yeah, there's a huge thing. They even have a section on their main forum to petition for memorials.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have a rule set at what qualifies and what doesn't, so people can't get upset.
Yeah. So, like, oh, this happened. We need a memorial.
My third cousin passed away, and he really liked Night Elf Hentai.
So we thought you could put the Night Elf Hentai Hawk inside of the game.
That's a weird landing strip.
You know what? It happens.
Okay, dirty. Okay, do you want me to go?
You got the computer in front of you, yeah.
Okay, the next one we have is The Shrine of the Fallen Warrior, another Blizzard one. There was an illustrator who passed away long before the game actually ended up coming out.
Yeah.
And they put the Shrine of the Fallen Warrior, which has an orc warrior name with the initials. I think it was MK. I forgot to take a note on that.
Yeah.
It was actually for the character itself, and they have written out in the orcish language an actual poem in tribute to him, because his twin brother still works for Blizzard.
Yep.
Several of these are actually for people who worked on the games that just didn't ever manage to see it released.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a great thing. It's better when it's for people outside of the game, but it's still a very nice homage, especially because for the most part, they do them really subtly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's with that one being said, and you were talking about how it's usually game developers, there was another one by Blizzard and Overwatch from a gentleman who received the Star Citizen Award in Japan. He actually received this star, and he was immortalized in Overwatch. Now, granted, it's just a spacesuit, but it's got his name on the plaque of the spacesuit with the Citizen of the Year Award star.
Didn't he, like...
He was trying to stop a robber.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He died trying to stop something. I remember seeing that, and I couldn't find anything, so I couldn't remember exactly what it was. That's why I didn't end up putting it on the list. But I do remember reading about that shortly after like Overwatch came out.
Yeah, because he died. He was really looking forward to Overwatch, and he passed away before the game actually launched. So they put him in the game. I mean, you can find him in Lijiang Tower. It's just, like I said, it's just a spacesuit, but it's got his name under it, and it says Citizen of the Year Award. In Japanese, of course.
Another one. This is not for a developer or for a player. This is for just tribute to somebody who actually brought a lot to the world. Star Trek Online.
Yes.
After Leonard Nimoy's death, they put two statues up of Spock. Now, it kind of makes sense to have a statue of Spock.
Yeah, I mean, Star Trek.
But they didn't do it until after his death, just as a tribute to him.
Yeah.
And they have his two most famous quotes on them. They're in two different sections. It's
live long and prosper, and needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Yep.
I thought that one was really cool, because not only that, but on both of them is a plaque with everybody who's big with the Star Trek community who helped make it what it is. Their names are on it. His name is right next to Gene Roddenberry.
Yep.
So, I mean, I thought that was really cool, too.
And they had Scotty, and I can't remember who else.
Yeah, I can't remember the other guy. There was like four people, or five, because there was two on each side, and then Gene on the bottom.
I wonder if they, because Star Trek Online's still a thing, I wonder if they ended up adding Chekhov.
Chekhov, yeah. I wouldn't see it, because he was just in two movies, but it would have been pretty awesome if they added his name.
I mean, it's not a giant impact like the original actors, but, like, sorry, when I think of Chekhov, that's who I think of now.
Yeah. It's just because he's been synonymous with the character because of the new movies.
That horrible, horrible accent.
Victor. Can never get past that part.
okay, next one. Blizzard again! What the hell, Blizzard? Okay, so Ezra Chatterton was a 10-year-old who had cancer. He ended up using his Make-A-Wish Foundation wish to go to Blizzard headquarters because the game was kind of a bonding moment between him and his dad.
Mm-hmm.
He made a weapon, an NPC, and his pet dog, and a quest that's still... And they're all still in the game.
Yeah.
And it's Kyle is missing. It's one of them in starting area for the... Oh my god. It's been so long since I played WoW. Torrens. There we go.
Okay.
You know, big cow people.
Yep.
After he died 2 years later, Blizzard named a character after him called Ezra Wheathoof. The NPC he created, Ahab Wheathoof.
That's right, I forgot about that.
So, yeah, a lot of these are, like, people who are big fans that died of cancer.
Yeah.
Or, like, the Citizen of the Year that died.
Yeah.
I mean, just people that really stood out.
Yeah. People have purpose, not your third cousin who was a fan of hentai.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. He really liked Jaina Proudmoore.
Yeah.
Please have a scene of her riding around naked on a wolf. Let's see. I'll let you take this one. Borderlands 2.
Michael, yes.
Michael Mamerol.
Mamerol. In Borderlands 2, there was a fan of Borderlands 1. Huge, huge fan. And he passed away shortly before Borderlands 2 was even released. When he passed away, being such a big fan, his buddy, I do believe is what it was.
His friend, Carlo.
His friend, yep. Sent a petition out to Borderlands, which had a ton of signatures on it, trying to immortalize him somehow in the game, or at least put his presence in the game.
Actually, what the petition was for is they wanted to have, Claptrap record.
That's what it was. Okay.
A eulogy that we'd get past, because Claptrap was his favorite character.
Mm-hmm. So not only did they do the Claptrap voice for him, for the eulogy, but they also added a character, Vault Hunter Michael. Now, you might not know him too much, because he's not like a big NPC in the game, But have you ever wandered around Sanctuary and then randomly talked to a person who gives you a weapon of some sort? That is Michael's character.
He is actually responsible for helping players complete the Tribute to a Vault Hunter quest.
There you go.
So they made it so you had to speak to him.
There you go. And see, that was awesome. I felt like that
especially
was
the name of the quest.
Yeah. Because he was a giant fan of the game. Not only did he get his eulogy, but now you can get free shit from him.
Okay, next one, we're going to go over to another MMO. Roger Old Roar Rawl founded a guild in the Dark Age of Camelot. And he was a very well-liked player. Like, a lot of people in the game knew him, loved him. He was looking forward to the release of Guild Wars 2, but he passed away before he saw it. ArianeNet created an in-game memorial, two of them. First, they named one of their servers, Sanctum of Rawl, after him. And second, they created a Char Historian NPC who talks about a wise and victorious warrior named Tribune Rawl, or Old Roar, his character from Dayok.
That's awesome.
Not a whole lot of more information on that, and it's not one I've personally experienced because I played Guild Wars 2 for a whole whopping 5 minutes.
Yep, same here.
Well, the power went out when I started playing it, and I'm just like, well, I think that's a sign.
God does not want me to play this.
And I never got a chance to play Dayok. I was too busy playing WoW.
Go figure.
I had people that were trying to get me to play Dayok, and
just never got around to it.
Lonely Guju in WoW. Yet again, World of Warcraft.
Was that the turtle?
The turtle!
The turtle.
That's a giant turtle NPC you can find just hanging out on an island. This is the little bit different tribute.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one's not actually to a person that passed away, but to a turtle.
Last turtle of his species.
Yep. It is a tribute to Lonesome George, the last surviving Pinta Island tortoise. After Lonesome George died at 100 years old, Blizz made the NPC in tribute as they were moved by the story he represents in regards to endangered species and the loneliness that they can have.
Mm-hmm.
The NPC responds to slash wave and slash hug.
That's awesome. I didn't know that. I didn't read that much into it.
Yep. The NPC actually responds to acts of kindness to say hello to them because it's based off of Lonely George.
Him being alone. Yep.
Okay. Next one. Mech Warrior Online. This one's actually pretty cool.
This one I didn't know about, so.
Okay. So Mech Warrior Online, one of its players was a 5-year-old girl. She had brain cancer, but she played the game pretty much nonstop, and it was just her way of coping. After she passed, they released a customized mech for her. It has a colorful paint job, a teddy bear on it, a peace symbol, and a rainbow. Just literally what her parents told her are her favorite things. They sold it for $10 a pop, and it was out for 2 months. After the 2 months, they raised $122,330. Every last dime went to the Canadian Cancer Society.
That's awesome. See, stuff like that really makes you enjoy these types of video game developers that put something out. Yes, they're going to charge you for it. Because, one, this one specifically was for research that you know is going to come in handy.
Yep.
Also, they memorialized one of their players that absolutely loved their game, loved the product, loved the company, obviously, because she played it nonstop with her way of coping, and they wanted to immortalize her in that way.
And MechWarrior Online was not a huge game.
Mm-mm.
So the fact that they sold 12,233 of these mechs.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they flat out said, look, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
This is why we did it. And we would love it. We'll give you money for a donation. We'll give you something for a donation.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it's donate money for this cause.
The old school Humble Bundle, I guess we'll call it.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But Humble Bundle, only so much of it goes to
research and development, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The next one was actually what caused this, so I will let you take over.
The Shadow of War. So this one was just released yesterday. The people over at Monolith Games, obviously, Shadow of War, the new Middle-earth game that's coming out, real popular, real big, and there's been a lot of flack for this online that I've been reading, and I'm just disgusted with some people, but I'll get into that after this, too.
There's part of it where I can understand some flack.
Yep.
But not to the extent that we've seen.
You've seen, yeah. So there's going to be a character that's available at launch. His name is going to be, what was the name again? Frothgar or something like that?
I actually didn't catch the name when you told me, so I didn't write it down.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, there's the executive producer for the game, he passed away from cancer on the 23rd of March. Just recently they announced, the 3rd of March. They just announced that they're going to immortalize him in the game by making him as a purchasable NPC helper. It's really awesome that they did something like this, because they put a side-by-side picture of the Orc Slayer and the Gentleman.
All they
did,
spot on?
Pretty spot on. Basically what they did is they just moved his face over and made an orc out of him.
Well, yeah, we can do that now.
Yeah. He's not a bad guy. he will taunt you as he kills an orc if you're about to die. They showed a trailer of it, and he was about to die. He messed up the button combos to save yourself if you're low health. And then all of a sudden you see this giant orc with a battle lute come out of nowhere and chop this other orc's head off.
And when you say battle lute, you mean the guitar-like thing, right?
Yes, it is a guitar with a giant blade on it that he uses to chop people's heads.
And why? Why is it a lute?
It is a lute because he was the guitarist for a band that is called Orc Hunters that is made up and comprised of Monolith Team members. So that's also where he got his name, Orc Hunter, because that was the name of the band.
So he's a lot like, what's that character in Fallout that will randomly show up if your luck's high
enough? The Mysterious Stranger.
That.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a lot like that.
He's the Stranger, yeah. He'll just show up, he'll kill the person that's about to kill you, and he'll say, "You'll die one day, Hunter, but it's not today," and then walks off. And it just shows a trailer of him just slaying orcs.
So, now, why?
There is some flack for this because, like always, you know, it is an EA title, so people automatically go towards, oh, I hate EA.
Well, EA might explain why this is happening.
Yep. It is a $5 purchase, or $4.99. $3.50 of it up until December 31st, 2019.
That's what I prefer.
Yep. $3.50 is going to the family of Michael.
Now, there's a good chance that because it's EA, that's why it's $3.50, because there was development costs behind it and all this extra stuff. It is added content. I can kind of see it.
Yep. I can see why.
Bravo to Monolith Games for getting it stretched to 2019.
Yeah. The game comes out before the end of the year, from what I remember, so it's going to be a long time, almost 2 years before it's done. The reason why he's getting a lot of flack is because people are pissed that they memorialized him in the game, but you have to pay for it.
I'm not seeing a huge issue with that, especially because, like the I don't want to be disrespectful in saying this, but Cancer Girl for MechWarrior Online, that's why.
It's, $10. They need the money. And granted,
it's not that the company needs the money, it's they have a purpose for it.
And if you look at it, only $1.50 is going to Monolith Games or EA.
And
only $1.50 of a $5 DLC. That's $3.50. Think of how many Lord of the Rings fans out there that loved the first game that are going to buy this and then buy that. Because I know.
Or people that sucked at the first game that will buy it just because
they need help.
Which means I probably wouldn't buy it, but due to the cause, I might if I pick up Shadow of War.
I'm going to buy it because I am getting Shadow of War. I loved the first one.
I love the first one too.
So I'm going to get Shadow of War, and I'm going to buy it just because it is a way of memorializing that gentleman.
I might do it simply because money will go to his family.
Yep, that's the only reason why. And see, I understand the flack, but people are disrespectful about it. They're like, oh, that's stupid. Why are you charging for this? This is dumb. Why are you charging? I mean, the money's going to a good cause.
The money's going to his family.
Yeah. Just because you're an executive producer for a game doesn't mean you have a whole lot of money. And funeral costs can get up there.
You're the executive producer of Monolith Games.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand, like, if it was executive producer of BioWare passes away.
Executive producer of Sledgehammer Games or Infinity Ward. You could see, be like, what the hell? But Monolith?
Yeah, Monolith is not exactly a huge commodity, so... Yeah. Yeah, I thought they were giving slack just because of the amount of money that goes to the family compared to cost. But
people are just pissed because they have to pay for it. Is what it is.
I'm sorry. If money's going to his family, then yeah. I mean, it's part of a here. Look at what, because he's probably got a wife, kids.
Yep, he did. Assume. He had wife, kid,
and he was the executive producer of a video game company, so he was probably somewhat well off. I'm not saying he was
rich. He's better off than most. Say it that way.
His wife probably didn't work.
Right. She wouldn't have had to.
This is them getting their life back together.
Yeah. And it's going to cover funeral costs. And
I know how much my life insurance policy costs me and how much money I end up getting, so I can understand you're not getting a whole lot.
Right.
I mean, they probably had a better plan than I do, but...
But I just thought that was really awesome when I saw that, and I immediately was like, I'm going to buy him. Just because, one, the money goes to the family, and two, it's going to be awesome, because I suck.
I'm broke, so.
At games like that sometimes, like when I was playing it on the hardest difficulty, I was getting my ass handed to me.
Ugh, I was fine.
And
for some strange reason, I was really good at that
game.
Yeah,
I was not that great, so having someone who could just show up, yell at me, and taunt me while killing the person I'm fighting...
I know why I wasn't bad at it, because it's not online multiplayer.
That's the cause.
Yep. Online multiplayer. If you don't have a medic, I'm screwed.
Yep.
Next one, we have Jeff Freeman. He was a game designer for Ultima Online and Star Wars Galaxies. After he passed away, they created the Freeman Memorial in Star Wars Galaxies. And they weren't even, like, subtle about it. It had a memorial plaque underneath of it to the Freeman, lost too early. I didn't write down what it was.
Yeah.
But I read the whole thing, and it was just, it was literally a memorial. I mean, you could go up, read it, and know exactly that that's what it was. I mean, they didn't say why he died or anything like that on the memorial, so.
Didn't they shut down Galaxies, though?
Yes, but it was on there beforehand.
Yeah.
Well, Galaxies, I mean, people, actually ran quite a while.
Well, that and people are still, a lot of people have taken stuff like the servers and brought up the game again off their own IPs.
Yeah, it's like EverQuest Platinum. You can find like hosted servers that are by Star Wars Galaxies. What that?
Yeah.
Next one, Dads of Destiny.
That one, I wasn't gonna say that one, but that one was really good.
I put that in here because I think it's really cool whenever something like this happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so a player in Destiny passed away from cystic fibrosis.
Yeah.
His clan organized a memorial service, and it spread everywhere. I mean, people were literally taking videos of their characters saluting or doing a five-gun salute for just a fallen player. It wasn't for glory or anything like that. They did it because they love the game, and they understand that if this is what somebody wants to do as a tribute to them, to contribute to it. And you can actually, if you can Google Dads of Destiny, you can actually find like all the clips.
I was gonna say they comprised it into one video, which I watched a couple minutes of it, and I mean it's as simple as music in the background with people just waving and cheering and shooting in the air, stuff like that. But it's little things like that with gamers that make you realize that even though there's assholes out there, there's toxic gamers, there's people who you just can't stand playing games with.
And you gotta figure a lot of these people never met this guy.
Yeah, they probably weren't even in the same, language zone or data center, like you said. So it's the fact that you can come together as a community and do something like this that makes video games that much more special.
And it's not the first time that there's been
no
stuff like this for Destiny. I could think of a couple other times that I've seen them, and I'm not entirely positive they weren't the exact same one, but there were arranged like seven-gun salutes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, Dungeons & Dragons Online.
See, that one I did not know.
Okay. Did you find that when you were researching?
I seen it, but I didn't do anything with it.
I seen it. So DDO, after both creators of Dungeons & Dragons died, they created two separate memorials for Gary Gygax and Dave Arneson, because without them, that game would never exist.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be something similar that comes out, like Lord of the Rings Online. they're pretty similar, but they were also made by the same people, so.
I guess it makes sense, then.
Yeah. Turbine.
I think that's why I didn't like either of them.
I liked Lord of the Rings Online. I didn't like DDO.
I think the reason I didn't like Lord of the Rings Online is because my UI kept fucking up.
Okay, that's a different story.
That's a different thing.
I'm really, and as a D&D geek, I did find these. I had seen them. I didn't realize that they were put there because they died. Because honestly, I'm not that big of a D&D geek that I realized both of them were dead. But it's nice to know that they did, in fact, honor the creator.
How did they honor them?
There's two different statues throughout the game for it.
Okay.
And that brings us over to this week in Final Fantasy, because, well, this is the Final Fantasy 14 one. And this is not a Realm Reborn. This is not something recent.
Was it a Realm Reborn, or was it straight Final Fantasy 14?
I think it was straight Final Fantasy 14.
Okay.
I could be wrong. It didn't say a Realm Reborn.
Well, I thought that they were talking about clan houses, and they didn't have clan houses in 14, did they?
Was it a clan house? I thought they were standing in front of a market. No, it had to have been a Realm Reborn, because they're standing in front of a market board.
Yep. It had to have been Realm Reborn.
Okay.
Either way, it doesn't matter. It's still Final Fantasy XIV.
So, in Final Fantasy XIV, a character by the name of Codex Valda, he passed away, and one of his friends posted on Reddit, on the Final Fantasy XIV subreddit, that this has happened on, and the post simply noted that Codex Valda of the Gilgamesh server was passing away in real life from renal failure, and that his free company leader bestowed a special rank upon his character to honor him.
Mm-hmm.
The community, however, had different reactions to this. So the free company held a memorial for their fallen friend, and they literally just kneeled in the game. They didn't log out or anything. They just kneeled there for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And within hours, like hundreds.
I was going to say thousands of people showed up.
Hundreds of people from Gilgamesh showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think they said to the point where they could have shut down the servers if any more showed up.
Other servers started going to the exact same location, and they would have their characters kneel in tribute to somebody that had, they didn't even know.
Yeah.
So this is like Dads of Destiny.
Yeah.
This is the community coming together. So I thought that was really cool. And the fact, because this is Gilgamesh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real easy to crash Gilgamesh.
There's tons of people in Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh is the highest population. I think Cactar's 3. Gilgamesh is number 1.
Yeah.
So.
It's pretty awesome to think that something did that. It's like that funeral they did in World of Warcraft. Unfortunately, it got attacked by the Horde. But, I mean, it's the same type of concept. Like, people don't even know this person.
Well, that's the community. Wow.
Well, I mean, and you gotta think.
They probably also didn't know what was going on.
The Alliance versus the Horde. I mean, come on, let's be real.
Like I said, they probably also didn't know what was going on because you couldn't say anything to the opposite faction and them understand you.
Yeah. And so it's just one of those things that's bringing the community together. The community sees it and they all band together. Cause I remember I was online when all of this happened and I went, I think it was an Aleport, one of the market boards that they were kneeling in. And I went to Aleport and there was just thousands or hundreds of people just kneeling there for no reason. I remember this. And I was like, okay, whatever. I'm going to finish my quest because I had no idea what was going on. But.
And the big thing about that is he saw this.
Before he passed, yeah.
Before he died. Mm-hmm. And they continued for several days afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's our memorials.
And it was a good one. I like seeing companies, specifically Blizzard in this aspect, who really memorialize their characters, but you also get people like the Destiny community, like the Final Fantasy community, who
I think
took it upon themselves.
I think it's better if it's the community.
Yeah.
Like, there was one that we didn't mention because it was only modded.
Yeah.
Somebody's brother had passed away, and he would occasionally open up his...
save file on the... Yeah.
Save file, and he wouldn't move him, he wouldn't save, he wouldn't do anything. Well, eventually he reached out to modders, and modders created a memorial in his place with his character's likeness.
Yep, character's likeness, a shrine, then the character's likeness wanders around Skyrim, and then eventually ends back up at the shrine.
And, like, you can find all sorts of stories like this, like how video games have kind of helped immortalize people. Yeah. I remember hearing a story a long time ago about this kid who he would always play Rush... 2023. You ever play like San Francisco Rush?
Yeah.
That's the more futuristic one. And there was one race he had where the ghost car was his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he would constantly pick it up and play and race against his dad. His dad was passed away.
Yeah.
And one time he almost beat him.
He slammed
on the brakes.
Yep. He stopped and let his dad beat him.
Yep. Because he wasn't going to let that car be overridden.
Yeah, well, and that's what would have happened. He would have been racing himself instead of his dad.
Yep.
So
it, you can always see stuff like that, and there's some pretty bad ones. Like, well, not bad, but like tearjerker ones.
Yeah.
I remember reading a story about this kid who their parents were divorced. His dad hated video games.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he never said anything bad about him, but like
he wasn't a fan.
No, they weren't for him. But after his dad passed away, they were cleaning out his house, and they found boxes of video game magazines, and Nintendo Powers, and PC Gamer, and there were sections highlighted and circled saying, I can't remember the kid's name, but it will say, like, John might like this. And his dad spent so much of his free time reading magazines just to connect with this kid that he never gets to see.
Yep.
So.
And stuff like that you're like, wow, stuff like that happens.
Yeah, video games aren't just... a geek obsession.
No.
You can have really emotional stuff actually occur. And I'm not just talking like emotional in regards to storylines. We've seen, as we've listed, plenty of developers that have just honored people because they were liked.
Their stories, yeah.
Yeah, it's every gamer has their story. And if your story is you're a douchebag, you're going to be remembered as a douchebag.
Yep. No amount of help from a developer is going to change that.
Like, I hope when I die that there is a medical kit in Battlefield with my name on it.
It just says my gamer William tag. Thomas Johnson.
No, my gamer tag.
That'd be funny.
In honor of the Dewworm.
I was going to
say. Because it's always Xbox.
Yep.
So, in honor of the Dewworm.
In honor of Dewworm.
Because of my 1-in-52 screenshot that got honored by EA. I love that one. It's like... Yeah. Kills don't necessarily make you the winner. I was 1-in-52, but number 1 in the freaking lobby.
This stuff cracks me up.
Well, I'm go with a med kit. That's why I said I suck at Call of Duty.
I suck at Call of Duty. There's the next thing we could go to is the FU Player of the Week.
Do you have an FU player of the week?
I do, actually. It was before I left for my vacation. I'll let you go first, because mine's a little bit... It's not Final Fantasy ridden, or any other game that we've played together. I think you played Siege a couple times, but I'll let you tell yours.
I played the beta, and was not a big fan.
Okay.
My fuck you player of the week goes out to Ash 223rd. Why? Because he brought up that Twitch streaming is far more difficult than podcasts.
Yeah, didn't you know?
That pissed me off a little bit. Not just simply as a podcast host, but I've watched the Twitch stream. You suck.
You're not good.
You play games on easy, and it's going to be great because he's going to try to flame us on this one because I know he says he listens to the podcast. But it's if you're a Twitch gamer... Now, I'm not saying anything bad in regards to Twitch gamers.
No, sometimes it gets pretty difficult.
And I like Twitch gamers because a lot of times it's like, do I want to play this game?
Well, let's go find out.
Watch broadcast.
Yep.
Like, there was this scary-ass game that was... it was a VR game, and I'm just like, huh, I might play that. Oh, wait, somebody's broadcasting it. And this guy was just sitting there playing, and you don't see the VR view, but you see what the TV would show. And the first thing I hear, because he died right as I was plugging
coming
was,
in, yep.
Oh God, I think I pooped myself. you can be entertaining. If you're not entertaining, you probably shouldn't Twitch stream. I mean, that's why I don't Twitch stream. I'm not very entertaining. It matters what we're playing. Like, if I was Twitch streaming Killing Floor 2, that might be pretty amusing.
Yeah. Just because that game's kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, not to mention I'm a quickscope master on that game. I can't quickscope in any game to save my life, but that game,
a Killing Floor. What game was it that I was playing recently where I was freaking out about stuff like that? Ark.
You're playing Ark again?
Yeah, they brought out Ragnarok, so you're able to, like... It's, like, literally Ragnarok times. They brought out a griffin and stuff like that. And the gamma was so far down that I couldn't see at night. And a Tyrannosaurus Rex, if you haven't seen one...
I have.
They are humongous. A Tyrannosaurus Rex came up and killed me in one shot because I didn't hear him coming. Or I couldn't see him. I was like, I hear it. Where is he? And he just...
No matter how awesome my stuff was, I never took one on.
Nope. Don't do it. Not at least for a while.
Okay.
But my FU player goes to Skittle Kitty, I think his name was.
Skittle Kitty.
Yeah. So if you've ever played Rainbow Six Siege, multiplayer specifically, there's a faction of douchebags who are in higher levels. They're like in the 190s or the 150s and above, I should say. As soon as the game starts, they will immediately break down the door and shoot you in your spawn before you even have a chance to react. That's just how it's become. People spawn kill immediately. Skittle Kitty, the reason why I absolutely say fuck you to this guy, he tried doing it to me. He got me twice. There are their 3-round games. They won 2 of the 3 rounds right off the bat. He tried doing it to me. Now I'm playing with a bunch of my friends. I don't play it with randos. I play it with a specific set of people. We finally caught on. We came back to destroy him. He was first target every single time. I'm just saying fuck you because spawn camping in Siege literally takes all of the fun out of the game. Yeah. You're supposed to be defending the objective, and I understand it's tactics, it's strategy.
That's why I hated Siege.
Whatever. But it's just annoying when I don't even get a chance to play. So fuck you, Skittle Kitty.
Skittle Kitty. Wow. Okay, well, that's it for me.
That's it for me.
Later, guys.
Au revoir.